Nazir chapter 6, Mishnah 5. Shlesha, Minim, Asurin, Benazir. There are three things which are forbidden to a Nazir, which we've now mentioned a few times. Hatuma, uncleanliness, Vatiglachas, shaving, Vayotzim, and Agefen, and anything which comes from the grapevine. But says the Mishnah, Chome, Betuma, Vatiglachas, Mi, Vayotzim, and Agefen. There's a greater stringency which applies to uncleanliness and shaving, which doesn't apply to things which come from the grapevine. And what is it? That shatuma vatiglachas, uncleanliness and shaving, soisrin, they stop what he's done. The nazir has to restart again. They stop the period of nazirus. But if he drinks wine or eats grapes, it doesn't stop his nazirus from up to then. He keeps going. So they have a stringency in that respect. Grapes, things which come from the vine, have a stringency over the other two. Shayotzim and Agefen lohutam miklaloi, vatuma vatiglachas hutam miklaloi, vatiglachas mitzvah, mace mitzvah. So what happens is that grapes, things which come from the grapevine, there's no leniency, there's no way getting out of it. There's no instance where he would be permitted to drink wine. But the other two, there is an instance. And what are they? So when it comes to shaving, the shaving, a mitzvah shaving. And what's a mitzvah shaving? If he becomes a mitzora, if he gets the skin affliction of tzaras, at the end of the tzaras period, this one of the things he has to do is shave his whole body, the mitzora. And if he was a nazir as well, the shaving of his whole body of the mitzora would override the prohibition against shaving his body as a nazir. So there you see that there's a way, or there's an instance, there's a case where a nazir would have to shave. And there's an instance where the nazir would have to come into contact with corpse uncleanliness, and that is a mace mitzvah, that he finds a body and there's no one else to bury the body. So if he's traveling on the way and he finds a dead body there's no one to bury the body, even though he's a nazir, he has to come into contact with the body, bury the body, and so there's an instance where uncleanliness overrides his nazirus period. But there's no case when it comes to wine. There's no case where he's forced to drink wine or eat grapes or something like that. And says the Mishnah v'chomer betuma betiglachas, that impurity and shaving have a stringency. Shatuma v'soseres esakol v'chayavin alei korban v'tiglachas einu soseres ela shloshim yom v'ein chayavim ela korban. Sorry. So the uncleanliness, we said it causes forfeiture. He's got to restart again, but he forfeits everything if he comes into contact with the dead body. He has to completely start again. But shaving doesn't cause him to forfeit everything, only 30 days. So wherever he is in the process, he's got to restart and just count 30 days if he shaved. But if he came into contact with the dead body, then what he's got to do is got to go back to the beginning and redo whatever nazirus period he undertook. So that's a case where you see that there's a greater stringency which applies to uncleanliness over and above shaving. So each of the three categories have their unique laws which apply to them, and it comes out that some of them have more stringencies, different aspects which apply to them.